Good afternoon. Temperatures continue to warm despite mostly cloudy skies. Some breaks of sunshine will allow us to reach the upper 70s to around 80. We're also tracking a cold front through the region and some upper level energy. It's weak, but enough to produce a couple of scattered showers this afternoon. And with enough sunshine, some spots may even get a burst of rain or a rumble of thunder as the front passes by. As the front makes its way through New England and off the coast, we'll start a drying trend tonight. Skies will become partly cloudy and temperatures will dip back into the middle and upper 50s. High pressure will build in, and this will set us up for a good-looking start to the weekend with mostly sunny skies tomorrow back into the lower 80s with low humidity. A storm system moving through the Ohio Valley and into the eastern Great Lakes will make an approach on Sunday. The warm front associated with this system will produce a round of rain in the morning on Sunday, and then a break in the precipitation during the middle of the day. If we get enough sunshine during Sunday early afternoon, we could see a round of showers and thunderstorms fire and become on the stronger side, especially in the mid and lower Hudson Valley toward New York City. Regardless, some rain is likely on Sunday afternoon, keeping temperatures in the middle 70s. An upper-level trough will swing through the Great Lakes and into the Northeast and hang out over top of us for the early part of next week. The result will be a lot of clouds, some breaks of sunshine on Monday and Tuesday with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the middle to upper 70s. Cooler air will sweep in with this trough on Wednesday with a gusty northwest breeze and scattered showers, highs only near 70 degrees. We'll rebound back to the mid-70s with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the mid-Missouri into the upper Mississippi valleys. A digging upper-level trough will produce a round of thunderstorms today, and a modestly unstable environment will evolve. With an influx of low-level moisture, this activity may become capable of generating potentially damaging wind gusts. Meanwhile, a deep upper-level low will impact the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley over the weekend. The low will become nearly stationary over Texas, and a southerly flow off the Gulf of Mexico will supply a steady stream of tropical moisture over the region with showers and thunderstorms. With much of this area already saturated from previous heavy rainfall, flash flooding will be a major concern. Flood watches have been issued for a large part of central and eastern Texas into Louisiana. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring Tropical Depression Bonnie. Bonnie regenerated into a depression yesterday, and its center is located 130 miles east-northeast of Hatteras, North Carolina. The maximum winds are now up to 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is possible today, and Bonnie could again become a tropical storm. Weakening, though, should begin by tonight, and Bonnie is forecast to become a post-tropical cyclone again tomorrow as it moves away from the U.S. mainland. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Old Faithful Yellowstone National Park, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers in the mid-70s, Boston partly sunny with a few showers in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 53. The record high, 97, set in 1925, and the record low, 36, in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:29 p.m., 15 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with the chance of showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a few passing showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle 50s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today. Highs right around 80. Becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, with a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm later today, and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, low humidity, lower 80s. Showers likely and thunderstorms possible Sunday, mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny, upper 70s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, cooler Wednesday, passing showers, a rumble of thunder near 70, and a mix of sun and clouds back into the mid-70s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.